Superintendent Michael Bracey says school board leaders are working to decide where to temporarily place about 400 students at Jones Middle School and Trenton Elementary, which were damaged from flooding.
Unfortunately, both took in approximately 2 to 3 feet in areas of the building. We prepared well, we think, and were able to salvage some things, but as far as getting back into the building, we will not be having kids get back into Trenton Elementary School and Jones Middle School.
Bracey says the district might place the middle school students at Jones Senior High School and the Trenton Elementary students at other elementary schools throughout the county.
Fortunately, the neat piece is we've got the 7 to 8 months, basically about 7 months that we have to serve students, because we are currently in the process of building a brand new K-12 school that will be housing the students where the two schools were destroyed because of the hurricane.
Jones County's new K-12 school is scheduled to open next August. Bracey says district leaders plan to meet soon to determine where to place the students enrolled at the two flood-damaged schools in the meantime. After they reach a decision on that, he says the district will then decide when to reopen. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.